A Trial Voyage, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Along the Coastal Path, by Odin S. Gade. I could tell right away that the first wanderer on the slick coastal rocks was a woman. Number two was 1,000 feet behind, and nearly lost in the rain and light mist. It had only been pouring down for the past half an hour. It had been a promising day in the morning, with sun and the continuation of the seemingly endless summer. But the clouds had come in from the sea at around 11, as they are known to do around the middle of September. It was mild, still, a steamy kind of mild, almost like Paris or Rome in September. Well, if not in Rome, then Vienna or Berlin. Enough about that. We were nearing 1 o'clock, and I was out on my daily post-lunch walk. Energetic and enthusiastic, I'd taken shelter in the cabin by the coastal path with my laptop, a modem and a direct link to my workplace. I was going to focus and work on a new marketing plan and a strategy for launching a new integrated communications concept. Right, no less than an integrated communications concept. Deadline in 6 work days. Great. 6 work days plus a weekend by the coast, where the flames of autumn had barely lit the deciduous trees. But now it's raining. I usually do like rain a whole lot, especially when I'm inside looking out, reading or working, or being outside in it and then coming in, getting warm again, seeing the darkness come creeping in, seeing the eyelets disappear. I'd gotten into the workflow that involved working until I couldn't see the lighthouse out in the sea anymore. For every day that passed, my workday became a few minutes shorter. It's a good thing we're not in spring, I thought, or northern Norway in the middle of summer. After 4 days on my own, I wanted to talk to someone, so I stood and waited for the person approaching from a distance. She was wet, soaking wet, mud up her legs. I smiled encouragingly. She smiled back with a hint of irony about her. "Hi," I said. "We got really lucky with this weather." She nodded, stopped and looked back. Number two was still way, way behind. She was between 35 and 40 years old, and fit, dangerously fit. Anyone who's ever taken an aerobics class knows what I'm talking about. She's either the instructor, so full of energy it might just kill the rest, at least the ones in the back row, or she's the one in the first row, showing the world how well-trained and tight a butt can be. She had dark hair in a short, stylish cut, white headband, white pearls in her ears, red mouth, brown eyes.